With all the news about lead in our school's drinking fountains, we were curious about how much students here knew about the water quality and how much we use in our daily lives. Juniors Robin Shepherd and Rachel Blocker conducted surveys of several 9th and 10th grade homeroom classes. The results might surprise you, as Rachel Blocker explains.
The 12-question survey wasn't meant to be tricky. We quizzed people on some basic trivia like how water is the most common substance on Earth and how 80% of the Earth's surface is covered by water, questions that students aced. Every one of the 26 students who responded knew we need water for our bodies to grow food and to keep clean. But students had more trouble answering why it's important to conserve and protect our water supplies. Students were split on whether water needs to be kept clean for people, plants, or animals instead of all of them. And many teens were surprised by how much water we use every day. Do you know that every time you step into a shower for 5 minutes, you use 25 to 50 gallons of water? Only 19% of the students we asked did. Most guessed the amount was much higher.
35 gallons.
How do you know that?
I don't know. It was just a question on the paper, and I just try to answer it.
70, 85 gallons? Because I take like 30 minutes or more than that. a lot of gallons is wasted.
12 to 20 gallons? Because that's how much I use.
Nearly 75% of the students didn't know how much of the Earth's water is suitable for drinking. 5% of the water is. And though students are well aware of the dangers of contaminated water, especially with some of our school's water fountains shut down by the Board of Education this year because of possible high lead levels, few knew how to find out if the water is safe. Surprisingly, many students thought you could tell water quality just by tasting, smelling, or looking at the water. Only 1/4 of the respondents knew questionable water should be tested first.
Now you can tell by looking at it, because if you see it's clear, that means it's good.
Yeah, if you look at it. But sometimes it can look clear, but something may be wrong with it, like chemicals or stuff is in it.
No, taste and smell doesn't matter.
What? How can you tell if water is good then?
When it's tested.
Our survey showed us that water education is important both for our physical health and environmental conservation. Students could use less water if they know simple tips like putting something heavy in toilet tanks to lower the amount of water used for every flush. If teens know how much water they use for basic things and how important a resource it is for our survival, young people can play an important part in conservation. And with water quality an important issue in our own school, education is essential to making sure we are safe. I'm Rachel Blocker reporting.